Blog Talk Radio.
The North American Wrestling Connection, bringing you great wrestling discussion since 2007. Sanctioned by...
Oh my! Vintage Michael Cole.
I'll tell you what, I do not agree with the pro's poll, and maybe Daniel Bryan should worry about winning matches than taking shots at me here at ringside.
You've been Daniel Bryan
is 0-5. That's like Appalachian State being voted number one in the NCAA football pool.
Okay, but look at 50% of the poll is your strength of opponent.
Josh, he's 0-5. He has beaten no one. I don't care what you say.
The great thing about it is that no one cares what you think.
You got
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the North American Wrestling Connection. As once again, we like to show you the greatness that is, oh my, Vintage Michael Fuck Up. That being said, let's introduce, well, this is a special weekend here in the world of sports. Draft week. But enough about that overblown pile of crap. It's the NBA playoffs.
Not in Philadelphia or New York.
Yep. We don't care about that, so let's just introduce our green, pleasant panelists. First of all, from Toledo, Ohio, we have Josh Henniger.
Good evening, everybody.
From New York, we have VRM.
The only thing worse than 24/7 coverage of Mel Kiper Jr. and Todd McShay is having to get your wisdom teeth pulled like I did last week.
Ow!
Ow.
VRM, I would rather have my wisdom teeth pulled out again than having to sit through Mel Kiper and Todd McShay.
This is true.
Losers!
Then from New Jersey, we have Jim Williams.
Yes, just what I want to see in prime time. Chris Berman and his not exactly Nutrisystem body. Yeah, he like Golic, has put every pound back on, and you know it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Then from Columbus, Ohio, we have Nikki Haman.
Meanwhile, on the Discovery Channel, I'm waiting for the crab cage match between Keith Colburn and the Hilkstrands.
Okay.
A duel to the death.
Well, you forget one thing, Nick. You have Sig Hansen as special guest referee.
There
you go. No, I want him doing commentary.
Sig and Edgar Hansen on commentary?
Absolutely, because anything to watch the match just to hear, it's either a slap in the face or a boot to the ass. It doesn't matter what Keith's going to do. He's going to get killed out there.
From... Thibodeau, Louisiana, Garcinier.
Ladies and gentlemen, 6 days away until the Tim Tebow Love Fest 2010 is still going to be so wild, hey!
T-boner. Oh, wait a minute.
And finally, somebody who's near smack dab where the NFL draft is going to take place. Jason already choking on Mel Kiper Jr.'s hairspray block.
Do you think Ben Roethlisberger and Tiger Woods go trolling for chicks?
They troll for porn, why not?
They roll with Jesse James as well. It's a three-way.
Sorry, I just got to tell you, ass, and ass. Dummies, all of them. Misogynistic a-holes, all of them.
How poetic justice would it be for you see all three of those guys, and you're going to see Ben Roethlisberger trade to the Oakland Raiders?
That is justice. That is justice.
He's holding me to the term black hole. Yeah.
And the sad arguing about that is the Raiders was last week.
Two wins in 5 seconds. Is that a record?
No, we've had 3 wins in 5 seconds, but that was when Typho was on the air.
Yeah, where is Typho?
Uh, from what I heard, I think he's having a four-way with the Bella Twins and somehow, oddly enough, Tara.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Apparently, Tara knew what the term four meant.
Oh!
Wait. Von Erich's not in there. Hold on.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Order in my court.
Okay, I'll take a hamburger.
A pizza.
Enough. Now we need to get to the seriousness. We had our fun at Ben Roethlisberger expense. Fucking prick.
And now we talk
about what's been going on in the world of sci-fi.
Ah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was announced this past week that WWE Friday Night SmackDown will, in fact, be moved from iNetwork TV to sci-fi at the expense of $600,000 per episode. This will lead to other changes that we'll get to in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'd like to get your opinions on what do you think. Is this a good change, good move by sci-fi, or is this a terrible move by sci-fi? We will start with Jim Williams.
Thank you kindly. I think it's a good move. I really do. And it's an even better move for the SmackDown brand than for WWE. Let's think about this. For the last, how long have they been on my network now? 2 years, I think it is?
2 years, yeah.
Okay. They've gone from being on a network to being on a syndication arm. Now, my network TV claims they're in 96% of American homes, which is completely bunkum and completely misleading because many of those homes get my network TV, especially in the medium and smaller sized markets, not on the main channel, but on a digital sub-channel. Who the hell watches those? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Who watches digital sub-channels? Not many people.
I don't have them with Uber, so who cares?
Yeah, well, that's kind of the thing, where they're put on channel 875 on digital cable or satellite. With sci-fi, you have the availability of 96 million homes, a mere 2.5 million less than the USA Network for Raw. If they promote it right, which, since they're spending the money, you damn sure know they're going to, it'll be a win for SmackDown and a win for sci-fi.
Anybody else want to get in there?
The one bad thing about this is that now WWE is getting off of network television once again. They fought for, had to deal with, and it was all cable for so long, and now they're losing their one free network channel, and we're going to sci-fi, which some people still don't get sci-fi. Like, cablevision subscribers don't get sci-fi because cablevision's too cheap to put it on their basic package.
They suck. The end.
The end.
Yes.
But you want to know something? I think this, and no one is seeing the big picture on this, and no one is seeing the real reason why they're doing this. And this is the start of sometime down in maybe 2013, 2014, the official WWE cable and satellite channel run
exactly.
by PC.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And the 24/7 is going to go bye-bye, and you're going to have your cable channel. They've got enough library material. And let me tell you something, this is the first piece of that puzzle. This is a brilliant move, and you got NBC Synergy written all over it, and I
mm-hmm.
love this. This is great stuff.
And plus
NBC
the fact
cares.
They're digitalizing everything in their library right now as we speak.
They're not even close to it.
No, they're not. I can tell you right now some well-known wrestling programs that they're not even airing right now. I just compiled a small list. Are you guys ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Here we go.
ECW on TNN, big show, lasted over a year.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't even tapped into Superstars, Wrestling Challenge, All-American Wrestling, and this is just the WWE stuff, ladies and gentlemen. For WCW, they have Worldwide, Main Event, Pro, Thunder, Prime, which was on Friday night, the Power Hour, which lasted over 4 to 5 years on Friday nights.
Right.
Then they easily have the entire AWA library, which they're not even airing at this moment. They have AWA Championship Wrestling, AWA All-Star Wrestling, which is their syndicated program. Then they also have the World Class stuff, which is World Class Championship Wrestling. I believe they also have in their possession the Smoky Mountain wrestling shows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They also have in their possession all the OVW tapes when they were a partner, when OVW and WWE were partnered.
Do you know if they have the HWA library? Because HWA was a farm league for WWE until about 2003.
When they were
they
a farm
don't.
League, I'm sure WWE will have those tapes.
Sooner enough, they will.
They also have the Stampede Wrestling tapes. Let's just say they could easily well afford any wrestling tapes, any wrestling shows that they can. I think they can even twist Corpower's arm and get the Major League Wrestling episodes, which is pretty much a pseudo-revival of ECW. It even had Joey Styles on commentary. So if you're going to go
for
through
a time, yes.
Yeah, no, for the entire run.
I thought he left at one point. Okay, yeah.
No, he was there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, yes.
And that's,
yeah.
And that's barely scratching the surface, ladies and gentlemen. They got... If you combine all of the organizations that they have in that tape library and put them year to year to year, they almost have, like, two centuries of wrestling.
They have not even scratched the surface, but SmackDown is going to get some major exposure that they didn't have with UPN or with CW or with Sci-Fi.
I'll be honest here.
I mean, with UPN or CW or anything.
I'll be honest here. I don't see why this didn't happen once the CW was formed. Move it to cable then.
Well, it's
and
because
that's also,
CW was still forking over $700,000 per episode.
And you got to remember, and this was brought up earlier, that, yeah, they lose their one technically broadcast TV platform. That's kind of the nature of, Nick's the entertainment, but sports anymore. I mean, everything is going to cable. For example, BCS is going to cable next year, and so on and so forth. So it's a natural progression. Exactly.
I think
and the only time that you see sports on ABC, NBC, CBS is football, you know, pro football, some college football, which is owned by ABC, NBC, and CBS.
Yeah,
well, we
have our own freaking channel.
Exactly, each league, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
ABC is pretty much ESPN repeat, is all it is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway.
No, hold on, Nikki. Explain also what you said about what sci-fi, the move to sci-fi means for you.
When the fact that once they go on to sci-fi, That puts all of my wrestling into basic channels with my local satellite providers. Insight can go fuck themselves.
Yeah. Had a baby.
Hey, dude.
Oh, by the way, I forgot one very important show that WWE did back in the mid to late 90s from a new face around here, Erskine Thompson. I forgot Livewire. That's all I'll say about that.
Yes, the one with
Paul Heyman.
Oh, yeah,
we forgot. Sorry.
I'd like to forget it.
No, Livewire was fun.
By the way.
Well, when it was live, yeah.
Yeah, when it was live.
Well, wait a minute. Rob, did you ever mention Nitro? I don't remember.
They air Nitro.
They air Nitro.
And also, you can also put down WWE Confidential, which I don't know if they still show on 24/7.
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
But it's
I'll agree with you, Jason. That was pretty good, and they could have they could rerun that.
Yeah, they could.
Yeah.
All right, so let's
24/7.
Yeah. So let's move on here.
Yeah.
We need to move on.
I don't have it, and I don't miss it, honestly.
Okay. So let's move on here from talking. We're going to stay with the sci-fi topic. Now we're going to talk about NXT. Josh, Thomas, you have something on this from the corporate website?
Right. Just looked on the corporate website from April 13th, 2010, the same one that brought SmackDown, the news that SmackDown is now going to be part of Sci-Fi. WWE NXT will be leaving Sci-Fi in October when Friday Night SmackDown joins the schedule. Now, I've heard rumors that the NXT may wind up in one of three positions. One, it heads off to another NBC-owned channel, such as Bravo. Two, it becomes a purely .com show. Or number three, and what I hope to dear God never happens, but I fear it may,
it just gets canceled.
The show
outright gets
mm-hmm. the axe permanently.
Yeah.
The last two options are more viable at this point.
Yeah.
Quite frankly, the last one is probably what they're going to end up doing in the end, I have a feeling.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you why. Because what they did was is that when they started the concept of the pros with the wrestlers, they didn't follow through on the concept. They really didn't. They should have made it a more Ultimate Fighter-like show instead of a fourth
mm-hmm.
hour of wrestling. Which is what they did, unfortunately.
But now that they're trying to commit that, though, now it's just turned into another episode of Tough Enough. I don't want to see that.
Yeah.
I want to see
it gets even worse.
Nikki, what you said, it becomes an hour of Tough Enough?
It's turned into Tough Enough because now we're seeing stupid challenges
yes.
that we saw when Tough Enough
oh,
was
yeah.
on SmackDown. Or, worse yet, the Divas Search. Yes, I will go there.
Absolutely. You're right.
I'd rather see them wrestle. I like seeing the interactions with them in and outside of the ring. Yes, they could use some more backstage segments. But now that we've got these physical challenges, people start bitching that there's no... Now, oh my God, there used to be so much wrestling on this show. Now there's less than 10 minutes because they're doing the stupid physical challenges. I agree. They should be doing more wrestling. I don't mind it being another hour of wrestling.
Physical challenge. Someone call Mark Summers.
Good
boy. Little Ricky!
Oh, jeez. Yes.
But you're absolutely right. Turning it into an hour of Tough Enough is not right. I mean, because that's basically the creative team giving up and basically saying, you know what, we failed somehow.
But I don't understand that. They didn't fail. Why did they say they failed? Where did they fail?
In the ratings, where it dropped off from a 1 point, whatever it was, to a flat one. That's mm-hmm. I guess, their logic. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's not
still
a
beating Impact. It should be considering that a win. Granted,
Monkey's
Impact some weeks, but come on.
In fairness, Monkey's pooping on TV in sepia tone would beat Impact at this rate. But that goes without saying.
Oh.
Nikki.
All right, I'm back.
Nikki, I do have a legitimate...
make a special note right now. That phone sucks.
Yeah,
I don't know what happened to it. I was going good, and then it just stops working all of a sudden. I don't know why.
Okay.
Also,
and now
Nikki,
he's using the intercom from the fast food place. Here we go. All
right.
Nikki, I do have a legitimate comeback for what you said about why is NXT about to be pulled. Compared to the shows that were airing around it, Warehouse 13 and Caprica, the ratings were not as stellar as those two shows. Those will
mm-hmm.
be what likely replaces it once it leaves the channel in October, right in time of season premieres.
And I'd like to point out something that Erskine said on the boards. They only have 8 rookies, and there's so many competitions for straight-up matches. That's why they do the tag team matches and sometimes the interactivity between pros versus rookies. I was experiencing phone problems. Have you guys talked about this week's NXT?
No, we,
no,
a little bit.
Sir.
We touched on it, but here we go.
Let's talk about this week's NXT.
Oh,
wow.
Mm-hmm.
Remember
wow.
what we talked about Impact a few months ago?
Mm-hmm.
Where it was like, let's say you had we're going back before they expanded to 2 hours.
Right.
It was like 1 hour of 1 hour of TV and only about 8 minutes of wrestling.
Welcome to NXT.
This
that's
week,
what I was saying. So
yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you have 20 minutes dedicated to thinking on your feet, or you should notice the air quotes that I'm giving out because this is all scripted.
Mm-hmm.
And this was easily set up for weight.
I disagree that it was 100% scripted, but...
Yeah. And this was easily set up for Wade Barrett to win, if you know what I mean.
Well, it's because Sheffield
just threw it. Just give him a contract already.
Second in the second round.
Yeah.
Sheffield threw his second promo. Bryan threw his promo. A lot of people threw their promos. Then again, Tarver probably legit didn't know what the hell he was talking about.
Yeah,
Daniel Bryan got screwed out of his promo.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
But it all comes down to me, it looks like a failure of execution, you know? It just looks like that, I mean, not to say that I don't like the show, because I still do, because I like some of the people there, and I like what's going on, all right?
Right.
But from what we thought the show was going to be to what the show is now, it wasn't, you know what I
mean? You're going down steps instead of up steps.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
It isn't what we thought it was.
Well, I still don't understand why they think their failing ratings are not. They had a solid concept. They were trying things on this show. The show is still a better idea than the kayfabe breaking reaction that TNA's put on the air. They're slamming open the curtain and say, look at all this.
Hold on, guys. We have a new player.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Typo.
Hey, sorry I'm late.
He's too busy watching archived Wrestlelicious.
Yeah.
No, he's actually been watching 1999 Raw and King of the Ring.
Yeah, I'm still Time Warped.
Check out somewhere.
Okay.
I also like to bring up, let's go back to the talking segment, which took about 20 minutes of my life that I'll never get back.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them aren't the best. Talking to Erskine here on the WrestleCraft forums, but the message on the chat room here. Talking about, it's kind of hard to do when you have subjects like toothpaste, cereal, rainbows, wind, bubblegum.
And boy, Stryker was selling them, wasn't he?
Yes.
Well, one of WrestleCraft's most favorite promos dealt with basketballs.
God.
Basketballs don't hold grudges.
Look at it.
This
look
is
at
true.
The meme. It worked. So it's the same concept on NXT. Let's see what you can do with an off-the-wall topic.
Okay.
That's what
you know what? That's
scripted.
What we're
going
to do now. I have a list of seven subjects.
Oh, God.
Oh, fuck.
We're
going to
do this experiment now.
Fucking bring it.
I forfeit.
I
quit. No.
All right. VRM forfeit. He's the Michael Tarver of the group. What do we start with? We'll start with Josh. Are you ready, Josh?
I hope to dear God I'm not.
You have 30 seconds. Your subject? The color green. Go!
Awkward silence.
That chick just green is a
30 now. Can you just pull the 30 now? My God.
All right, Jason.
Yeah?
Are you ready for yours?
Sure. Bring it.
Your subject? Why Hole in the Wall is the greatest game show of all time. Go!
The reason why it's the greatest of all time, because you have the Fox announcer giving his great deep voice showing, and it is the ultimate example of schadenfreude, picking overweight people in silver suits putting them through cardboard cutouts and pushing them into a pool.
He gave the wrong reasons.
Don't forget it's also Japanese in origin.
That is true, which is also...
That's not the right reason either.
All right, Jim, you have 30 seconds. Talk about Phil Mickelson.
Oh.
You know, Phil Mickelson is great. He's a left... Why do I feel like I'm talking to Wayne Cox? Anyway, Phil Mickelson, left-handed golfer, won the Masters... And he doesn't fellate with anything other than his wife. Good man. He keeps his partner in his pants. He's a great role model. And I'm done.
Win.
Okay, Win. Mickey, are you ready? 30 seconds for you.
Who?
Nikki, 30 seconds for you.
Wait,
your subject. You're going to love this one.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy II America, a.k.a. Final Fantasy IV. Go!
Final Fantasy II US would make a great 65-episode cartoon, since it was made into an easier type from the Japanese Final Fantasy IV because the Japanese just don't respect us. They think we can't beat their video games. They should translate them better and keep them away from Carl Masek. That way, we'd actually have a competitive video game market. I like the idea. Time? What?
Not bad. Very good stuff.
That was good.
Yeah. So there.
Hey, Carl, are you ready? 30 seconds.
No. What the fuck this up? God forgive me.
It's going to be good.
All right, Carl, 30 seconds of yours. Talk about possums.
Oh, God, what the
fuck?
Hate
your fucking guts, Rob.
Go!
Possums are so cute and cuddly, you can touch their little prick. You can fall asleep on their head. Nothing bad's going to happen to you.
Oh, God.
You feel like you're sleeping on a possum.
And you know what?
I'm
this
done.
Is a lot better than what happened on NXT this week.
Here's the thing. Rob and I talked about this. That wasn't the topic you were considering giving him originally, was it?
No.
Oh,
you want to tell him what it was going to be?
I forgot. Tell him.
It was why the Houston Astros are the best team in baseball.
No.
He just came up with that because...
Typo, 30 seconds are yours.
All right.
Your topic... Why the Dallas Cowboys will not go to the playoffs this year.
Ooh.
Oh,
I know.
Go!
The Dallas Cowboys will not go to the playoffs this year because the NFC East got a little bit better, a little bit more even now with Donovan McNabb in Washington. Philadelphia is going straight to the bottom. The Giants will rebound. So it's going to be a little tougher this year. Tony Romo, he is what he is. He's due for a down year. Offensive line may have some problems without Lozelle Adams.
Not they.
Tony Romo, due for down here.
By the way, I have the results, and all of you lost. The winner is Erskine from the chat room.
He's Michael Tarver.
Yeah.
No, he didn't Michael Tarver this. He said he did the topic of green, which Josh failed to do.
Oh, wow.
Man, I'm all about the green, and I'm talking the money. You get me in the ring, I'm going to make you some green. Sean Paul will never be using a wrestling promo unless it was Bob Backlund. Winner! And he is the winner. Well done, Erskine.
I protest. No, I'm kidding.
And,
he had to type all that.
Hold on. Let me ask our judge. Judge, do they have a valid complaint?
Yes.
Why did you let Vicky Guerrero back on the show?
Bad!
That's the room for that one, I'd say.
Ooh. That's her in heat, people.
He says he's not fat.
All right.
All right. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And no, this is a quick one. And when we come back, we will have Carl's report card and pick'ems for lockdown. Stay tuned.
And then we have Shawn Michaels versus HBK. I mean, Shawn Michaels versus HBK.
When is this video
coming?
Well, you see, his one lazy eye is fighting his other eye, and that makes perfect sense. Good evening, and welcome to the North American Wrestling Connection. I'm Perry Saturn. Yes, I've finally been found.
A tradition unlike any other. The NAWC Masters on BTR.
Good. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good one, Jim. Good one.
Epic.
Jim Nance, suck it. Okay.
Oh, man.
Hello, wow.
So, just wait till you guys hear the draft open that he's come up with.
Oh, it's genius, people.
Oh, yeah. I've heard it.
What, the
but
NFL
now it's
or
time...
the WWE draft?
Yeah. Now it's time
you
for the report carding, Carl Chenier.
Hello, or something. Very short, very... Oh, we're not even going to get deep into it this week. B's across the board for both.
Okay. Really? Okay.
Yeah, Raw was a little more watchable this time around.
I was wondering what show you were watching, because I thought that... I personally thought that Raw was not watchable at all.
Okay, now it's time for a tag team match. All right, me and Nikki thought we liked Raw this week, and I really liked Raw this week. I was geeking like hell over David Hasselhoff.
I gotta agree.
All right, I was
geeking pretty well.
Okay, I was geeking about that, but I just felt that something didn't click. I really can't necessarily put my finger on it. I felt the humor didn't work. I thought. The whole Santino thing just really didn't work. I thought the fact that, you know, the insert, you know, the Knight Rider car clip just, you know,
better to little, yeah.
You know, it's everything felt forced. I mean, if you thought that having him come out, you know, having the women come out in the, you know, the Hoff Druids. And all that stuff. I mean, come on. She's fantastic.
Let me ask you a question, Jason. Do you think some of this has to do with the fact that, just speculating, Raw was taped in England? Do you think that may have had a factor in it to a certain degree?
No, and I'll tell you why. Because English Raws have always had very good moments. I mean, look, one of the best English Raws had the John Cena, Shawn Michaels 60-minute Iron Man match. Which
true.
Was
and you want, you want this Raw to measure up to that? You're not going to get that.
No,
in the case of Hoff, is you know the whole it's a huge joke of how popular he is over in Germany and how popular he is overall in Europe. We don't get that because we don't see it. He can get away with all this kind of crazy crap because he is some kind of great big celebrity over there. And to everybody on the WrestleCrap forums who keeps making this stupid joke about Vince McMahon being 20 years behind on television, go watch America's Got Talent. It's not like Hoff has disappeared from the television stations for the past 15 years.
As a matter of fact, first of all, this will be the first year where David Hasselhoff is not on America's Got Talent this year. And as a matter of fact, he got replaced by
Howie Mandel.
Howie's got a job again.
Yeah, Howie's got a job because Deal or No Deal got canceled in syndication. But anyway.
It might get revived again on NBC in primetime, by the way. They're struggling for programming, and it's really cheap.
Anyway, and David Hasselhoff just signed a reality deal with A&E to have a 10-episode series to get her, you know, to show how he's trying to get his daughters into the music business. So he's not out of syndication. As a matter of fact, Baywatch...
Where have I heard that idea before?
Baywatch is still being run all over the world.
All over the world, yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, you know, so he's not...
No, wait a second here, though.
What?
It's about his daughters getting into music. I thought it was about him getting drunk. Oh.
No.
Hamburger.
No. Okay.
Hamburger.
Just a brief note.
But Rob.
The song that Hoff came into the ring to, which was it was Jumping in My Car by David Hasselhoff. Here's a trivia test for you guys. Where did it place on the UK chart?
I actually know this number, believe it or not.
Okay.
Go ahead.
It's number 3.
That's exactly right.
You win.
And I'll tell you why.
Right, top number 3.
Because it was a joke. He was like, look, I want my fans to, because the UK music chart is different than most.
Yeah, they actually have good music.
They also do it by sales and by digital downloads, and they do it in a more accurate manner than, say, the U.S. chart. They actually, and by airplay. So what they did was, he said, look, let me see if I can try to get my song into the top 10. And he did. And he got it into the top 3. He almost got to number 1. So, yeah, Hasselhoff is huge in Europe. I just felt that the execution was wrong, and I thought a lot of what they did from a wrestling perspective was bad. I mean, the fact that Randy Orton got a victory over Jack Swagger blew my mind. Blew my mind. That was bad booking for me.
However, it did go either way, so that's fine by me.
Here's the thing, Rob. That wasn't my best show of the whole week.
Ooh.
And that's a segue into something else we haven't gotten to yet.
Daniel Bryan going 0-8 and having a really damn good short TV match with William Regal?
No.
But how good was that match, though? Although it was short, it was really damn good. It had more action than the last 4 years of Randy Orton combined.
Yeah.
So what was
it?
It
was technical catches, catch can. Yeah.
What was the best show of the week, Carl?
Let's go back to TNA, boys and girls.
Oh. I'll be honest. This was a show that I missed. I said, screw it. I'll just play Final Fantasy III while it was airing.
Rob, you fail.
Yeah, because I actually liked a lot of what TNA did. I really do. They're really setting up for the pay-per-view nicely. They actually are telling some decent stories. You may not like the stories they're telling, but they're doing it in a very decent way.
I agree.
Now, I will admit, I did see bits and pieces. I did see Cowboy James Storm lighting up Jeff Hardy in a way.
Now, did they edit this on your team? Did they edit it? Because I did not see a fireball.
They blurred
it,
but they have it uncensored on their YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's mind-boggling, too.
And me and Nikki talked about this when I saw it on YouTube. Mike Tenay was saying, that wasn't beer! That was a flammable liquid! I almost facepalmed at the fact, but Nikki informed me that beer does not set ablaze.
There's enough alcohol to ignite the way you're talking.
We also got a note. I want to go back to Jack Swagger for a second, a message from Earthkind. He thinks that Swagger should be booked as a wimpy, undeserving champion, sort of like Norman Smiley when he was the hardcore champion.
Big wiggle! Yeah.
Oh, you mean like Rey Mysterio's been booked?
Well played. Well played.
Yeah, well, sadly...
Wasn't that kind of JBL's gimmick?
Oh.
Well, there's one other aspect. There's one other aspect talking about TNA. The hour before Impact, their new
Reaction.
Show debuted.
That's what I was talking about.
Okay. Okay, so you think that was the best show of the week, Carl?
I thought SmackDown was the best show of the week.
How do you justify that, Carl? The Reaction appears to me to be a show that I was told was to help explain storylines. Well, gee, TNA, you've got 2 whole hours to explain this to me, and it still doesn't come across real clear. So now you got to put up a whole nother show for that?
Well, it also doesn't help that your head creative guy has the brains of a drunk hamster.
Hey, that's an insult to drunk hamsters.
Yes, exactly.
Jim Cornette has Jim Cornette needs a hand to go beat the crap out of Russo. I'm on board.
DNA Legal is going to be on the phone shortly.
Well,
let's not go there.
Can they afford legal?
Did you hear what Eric Bischoff said and the reaction to it?
What he said?
Well, Cornette said, and I quote, if I can find it here.
Because I read Cornette's email, and the problem is everybody's blaming the wrong person.
It says, it was real tough to look at myself. I'm sorry, Nikki, I apologize. I'm just reading it. I was real tough to look at myself in the mirror while working for the same company as Vince Russo, but with that out of my life, I believe I'm a darn good-looking guy. I recently went on a low-carb diet, and with the advent of Sprite Zero, I'm down to 231. Everyone in the world except Eazy-E knows I don't eat Big Macs. They're far inferior to Wendy's triple cheeseburgers.
Oh!
The only confidential corporate information yet to be revealed about TNA is how much Eric and Hogan soaked Dixie for when they played her, and whether Jason Hervey is getting Eric's midget wrestling title. Lastly, I never criticized TNA's efforts or successes. There's no evidence they have ever legitimately made the former or achieved the latter. I think Eric is jealous of the fact that I don't have to do as he does and continue to work alongside and or kiss the ass of people who have sued him, blamed him for the death of WCW, or taken him down in a locker room and roughed him up with no rebuttal. That kind of thing can make you bitter, Eric. Perhaps counseling could help. Don't knock the IWCE. Keep producing programs like Impact, and that 5% will look like ratings for the moon landing. So, Jim ain't backing down from a fight, and we all know Jim don't
Jim
do
will
that.
Fight.
Well,
I'd like to talk about something else that could be potentially disastrous for the WWE before we get into Pick'ems.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
We all know that volcanic ash over Europe has happened thanks to the volcanoes exploding in Iceland.
Yes.
Yeah.
Due to air traffic disruptions caused by the volcanic ash over Europe, WWE has been forced to reschedule their SmackDown live events in the Olympia Hall in Innsbruck, Austria, as well as the Abdi İpeki Arena in Istanbul, Turkey, on Sunday, April 18th. While they hope to return to Innsbruck in November, the Istanbul show has been moved to November 2010. Yeah, we're right. More information on the exact reschedule dates will be forthcoming. All tickets purchased for these events will be honored in November. WWE fans that are unable to attend the rescheduled dates should go to their point of purchase for refunds.
And if I remember correctly, and Chris Jericho was tweeting about this, he had to take like an 18-hour bus ride to get a flight back to New York.
It was a 10-plus hour bus ride, and he was grousing about the fact that it cut into his snowboarding schedule.
and Miz was bitching at him, too.
Oh, God, don't let those two start again.
Yeah.
Really.
I envisioned Jericho on a bus all that time in his suit with his serious look on his face the entire time.
Yeah.
And a smartphone not getting the signal.
Damn Albions. Yes.
All right, so let's do this. Jim,
let's
you ready
see
to
if
hand
Jim
in?
Can,
I beg your pardon. Okay, go ahead.
Let's see if Jim can prove his worth.
I beg your pardon. Broadcast journalist.
And see if he can defend
shock the world again.
Yeah, shock the world again. Shut up. All right. Da da da da da da. Watch the opening Sunday's Impact. Jeff Hardy had the FanFest main event. Don's Hulk Hogan special, no thank you. I didn't know Abyss had a blog.
That's scary.
So you would have like a pay-per-view wink somewhere.
Well, I've got the card in front of me. It's 8 matches.
No, I got it.
There was a match added today.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh, okay.
7. And there was an 8th match added, right?
Hmm?
All right, let's go then.
Okay, we have 9 matches. There's 9 matches.
9? Where are you getting this information, dude?
They just added a offer match between the Motor City Machine Guns versus Brian Kendrick and Homicide today.
Where's all this info, Wikipedia?
Yeah. That was from Dixie Carter's Twitter.
Wikipedia, as per Pro Wrestling Torch, as per Dixie's Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it is
and
Dixie's Twitter.
It may or may not happen.
So, Rob?
Yeah, I just got to get everything going.
Okay.
Since the TNA website hasn't been updated yet.
Yeah.
They can't afford somebody to do that. Oh, sorry.
Oh, my. Wow.
Yeah.
Go.
Lex Luger is handling TNA updates.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Wow.
God.
Okay,
well,
here we go. Yep. All right.
Ready.
9 matches. 10 points.
All right.
Okay.
All righty. Hit it.
The Guns versus Kendrick and Homicide. 1 point. Which team wins? Let's start from the top of the charts with Josh Henniger.
Murder City wins.
Jason.
Machine Guns have been getting the push. Machine Guns.
BRM.
I'm sticking with the crowd, Motor City.
Jim.
Guns.
Nikki.
Give it to the Guns, because apparently Kendrick's still a jobber.
Carl.
Guns. Sweep.
Typho.
MCMG.
MCMG is all right. Now, we will get to James Storm versus Rob Van Dam in a minute. I just need to grab the other phone. Let's see if that's working.
Cross your fingers, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm crossing everything I can.
Are you there?
Yeah.
All right.
Whoa.
This phone's finally working again.
Boom,
James
there
Storm
it is.
Versus. Yep. James Storm versus Rob Van Dam. This is for the numbers advantage. So these guys will be wrestling twice. Let's go to the bottom of the pile with Typho.
I'm going to go James Storm. The heels always have the advantage.
Carl.
Carl.
Carl's gone.
Could come back to him.
Carl, put down the booze.
He's Michael Tarver to Pick'ems.
Pass the Dutchie.
bad one, Jim.
Oh,
thank
God.
You. Sorry.
There's Carl.
Hi, how are you?
Just fine. Who do you have? James Storm versus Rob Van Dam for the numbers advantage at Lethal Lockdown.
I'm going to go with RVD, my friend Rob Seidelman.
Thank you, my dear friend Carl Chenier.
Okay, I didn't go that far.
Thank you, Heyman.
Just kidding.
I want to say Rob. I really want to say Rob, but the way they've been treating him, it's probably going to be James Storm.
Jim.
I'm going to go with the whole bleeping show, RVD.
BRM.
I'm going to say RVD in this one, but I'm going to say why when we get to Lethal Lockdown.
Okay. Jason.
James Storm. James Storm for what's going to happen in Lethal Lockdown. which I'll get to later.
Josh.
I will go with James Storm as well.
I'm going with James Storm as well. Next up, The Beautiful People versus Angelina Love and Tara. I said 11 points. This is one of the two. This is for the Knockouts Championship and the Tag Team Knockouts Championship.
Oh, it's one of those type of matches?
Yes, sadly.
A Rooster Special.
Yeah, Rooster Special. It's either Angelina Love or Tara pin the Beautiful People. They win the Knockouts titles. However, if Madison Rayne or Velvet Sky pin either Angelina Love or Tara, the one that pins them becomes the new Knockouts champion.
Too confusing.
Yeah.
Well, this is pretty much a confusing way to unify the belts.
Here, easy way to do it. Beautiful People win. Whoever gets the pin gets the big Knockouts title. If Angelina or Tara wins, they get the Knockout tag title.
Right.
Yeah. So let's start with Josh.
Okay, tag match. I will say that the Beautiful People win. And who gets the Knockouts title from that?
Yeah.
Who's
the one that gets the pin?
Velvet Sky.
Okay. This is how we're going to do the match, though. Who wins, what side wins, and who scores the pin? Jason.
Beautiful People in Velvet Sky. He's absolutely right.
BRM.
Ditto to above.
Jim.
Sky and Rayne wins. Sky is your new champ.
Nikki.
They sound like they got a pretty good answer. I'll use theirs.
Copycat.
Carl?
Make it a three-way there.
Ew.
EP and Sky wins Italian.
Now it's more like a six-way.
Get your mind out of the gutter, you son of a... Oh, hi.
Hey, now.
Will you stop?
I'm going to say... that the Beautiful People win, and Velvet Sky takes the belt. I'd give it to Lacey, but it's not an option.
Well, that's one surefire way to bankrupt TNA. Have Lacey Von Erich as your Knockouts champion.
You can unify it with the Wrestlelicious title.
Oh, shit.
I knew that was coming.
That train's never late.
Oh, you said the magic word.
Oh, no. How could you?
Write it
How
down.
Dare you, sir?
That activates the siren. Typo loses 10 points.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to gladly say that all of you are dead wrong. Tara and Angelina Love will win. And Angelina Love finally gets her revenge on the Beautiful People.
Going out
Thank
on a whim.
You.
Very cool.
It's better than playing Follow the Leader.
Applying logic to the TNA does not always work, Rob. Be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
just as I was using logic to begin with.
Okay.
Team 3D versus the Band. Let's start with Typho.
I'm going to go with the Band.
Paul.
Band.
Nikki.
Band.
Jim.
Two words. Hey-yo.
VRM.
I want to say the Band, but I also want to throw... I also don't want it to be another repeat of last interview where the last matches really didn't decide anything. I'm going to say 3D just for the sake of having a dissenting vote here.
Jason.
No, I actually think 3D is going to legitimately destroy the Band in this one.
Josh.
The Band. Fuck me.
My winner... Jason Voorhees, as I play Friday the 13th with this match.
Oh,
geez.
Oh, Jesus.
He brought out the
2,000, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm. Be right back, boys.
Oh. Taking the halfer. Kevin Nash versus Eric Young. Go for a typo. Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. It's Josh who's up.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm going with Kevin Nash.
Jason.
Eric Young.
DRM.
I'm going with EY in the upset.
Jim.
I, too, like the upset. Young for the win.
Nikki.
But does Kevin Nash ever really job?
Yes.
Well, let's go with the big man anyway. I think Kevin Nash isn't going to let him this time.
Carl.
I think Carl said he had to go for a minute.
Yeah.
Typo.
Since I think Hall and Waltman win their match, I'm going to say Eric Young beats Nash.
Okay, when Carl gets back, we'll get his remaining picks. Let's see here. What do I think of this match? Oh, yeah. I got Final Fantasy III in this match.
Oh, God.
Okay. Win.
And Rob already
getting some games out of this.
Rob already has a point, and we haven't even gotten to Sunday yet.
Yeah.
We haven't even got a Saturday yet. Whoa, 4 minutes. 4 minutes.
Douglas Williams versus Kazarian versus Shannon Moore for the TNA X Division Championship. Who wins? Carl, are you back yet?
Yeah.
All right, I need your pick for the Kevin Nash-Eric Young match.
Eric Young.
Let's go faster.
Okay,
who?
What's next?
What? Who'd you say?
EY.
Eric Young.
EY. Okay, typo. Douglas Williams versus Kazarian versus Shannon Moore. Who wins? Quickly.
Williams.
Carl.
Douglas.
Nikki.
Williams.
Jim.
Moore.
Wow. Yeah.
Cash.
Jason.
Kazarian.
Josh.
Williams.
Williams is right. Kurt Angle versus Mr. Anderson. Who wins, Josh?
Kurt Angle.
Jason.
Kurt Angle finishing the angle, so to speak.
Ha ha ha ha ha. VRM.
Kurt.
Jim.
Mr. I don't think it's done yet, Mr. Anderson.
Nikki.
Dorcas.
What'd you say, Nikki?
Dorcas. Angle.
Angle.
Angle. Carl.
Angle.
Typo.
Anderson.
Anderson is right.
Good
Team
man.
Hogan versus Team Flair. 2 points. What? 2 points, it's what team wins. This is a 2 point match. What team wins? And that's it. That's the 2 points. What team wins? Team Hogan consists of Abyss, Jeff Jarrett, Jeff Hardy, and Rob Van Dam. Team Flair consists of Sting, Beer Money, and Desmond Wolfe. We will start with Typho.
Team Hogan, brother.
Carl.
Team Hogan, brother.
Nikki.
Team Hogan, because it must end with Hogan and Flair bleeding forever.
Jim.
Team Flair.
Ooh.
VRM.
Ooh. Reason I picked RVD in the first match? Team Flair.
Mm-hmm.
Jason.
Team Hogan with Jarrett getting the pin.
Ooh.
Josh.
Team Hogan, Chuck.
Roar. Finally, the Pope versus AJ Styles for the championship. Quickly, Josh.
Styles.
Jason.
Styles wins. His heel run is still very good.
VRM.
Styles.
Jim.
Styles.
Nikki.
Styles.
Carl.
Styles.
And Typho.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, Styles is the correct answer. We have a sweep there. Special info for next week's show. It is the WWE draft. It's going to be our WWE draft pre-show. So we have a special intro for that. and we will also have Pick'ems for Extreme Rules. With that being said, that's kind of our show for tonight. We hope you enjoyed it. For Josh, BRM, Jason, Jim, Nikki, Carl, and Typho, this is me, Robert Q. Seidelman, the long-lost son of Perry Saturn, saying good night.
Good night.
Night.
Good night.
Night.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Good night, Mrs. Calabash, wherever you are.